What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was definitely thinking about where my interest is, and my interest is so much more in the back half of this game than the front half.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think there's early in the game, I want to see the offense just like, because last year the offense was such a disaster, and it looked that way in the they didn't really get a chance to see it in the preseason because obviously Deshaun didn't play that last game. They sat a bunch of guys, but they had plans to do that. But even in like the joint practices and stuff, it was just so disjointed, couldn't move the football. Couldn't even get the snap off half the time because there were so many penalties. Mm-hmm. I want to see like the first, I want to see the first team do some things. I want to see them go out and be like, all right, we're running things efficiently. Joe Flacco's getting everybody there and guys are going in motion and there's not penalties and they're able to go up and down the field a little bit. Cause that will make me at least believe on some level that the first teams were going to be ready to go week one. But I am, once I sort of get through those first couple series and just kind of get a sense of where that group's at, my attention is 100% just like, all right, get me to the second half or however long we need to wait to see Dillon Gabriel, to see Shedeur Sanders. I want to see what those two guys are going to do because we know that the number one quarterback job has been decided. Now I want to know like if there's anything Shedeur can do in this setting that maybe gets him above Dillon Gabriel.
Do you think there is anything that Shedeur can do in this setting?
I'm going to assume not because going back to what we were just saying, like, they've said every step of the way that no matter what Shedeur does, Shedeur could help a 100 grandmothers in Cleveland walk across the crosswalk at some street.
It'd be odd if like Stefanski valued that in a big way. He's like, I didn't know about this guy.
He could adopt and he started all walking the stray some puppies in Cleveland, and then he could have a perfect day in this preseason game and throw like three touchdown passes and 300 yards. He could finish tomorrow with the same stats as Jackson Dart. And I don't think it would be enough for him to supplant Dillon Gabriel on the depth chart.
Well, because right, at then, this point, now, okay, so what are we watching tomorrow for then? I mean, there's intrigue attached to it, clearly.
But
if nothing's going to actually change, are we the fools in this equation? And I can say this now at 5:25. I could not say this at 2:25. But like, are we just the idiots then?
I think if you're watching preseason, I think we're all kind of fools anyway for like reading into these preseason.
I mean, I could be
anyway.
Mowing my lawn, as we established. I could be doing a lot of other things.
But I think
not
from
that I would, but like we could be doing other things.
I think from a fan perspective, though, like it's different, like. The evaluation, I think a lot of people are going into this game understanding that the quarterback depth chart is what the quarterback depth chart is. But the fun in it for us is if Dillon Gabriel stinks, we get to sit there and jump on social media. Like half of the entertainment of sports these days is like being on social media to
sure.
See how people are melting down or celebrating or whatever.
I don't know how much longer they can try to sell you the idea that Dillon Gabriel is good at football if he stinks up the joint tomorrow. Like I just don't know how long they can do that, and you can make a legitimate argument that
they tried to sell us to Deshaun Watson for as long.
Game
as they did.
Two of the preseason let them off the hook in a way that was very interesting. It's not that Dillon Gabriel was actually great. No, he was really really good for one drive, and everyone made up their mind that that was all they needed to see. He had two turnovers. PFF ranked him 28 out of 33 players on the offensive side of the ball. As far as like legitimately grading out Dillon Gabriel, he wasn't good. His passer rating was 35 points fewer than what Shedeur Sanders was in his week one performance. In my opinion, that was night night and day. But people just wanted to see Dylan Gabriel basically not puke on himself. And so he wasn't. Yeah. He didn't do that. Yeah. And so in a weird way, he passed the bar for a lot of people. But I want to know what happens if Dylan Gabriel stinks up the joint in the first drive and then kind of looks like what he did really for that other part of that second game where it's just kind of fine. There's nothing impressive that we saw with Dylan Gabriel. There's really impressive things we saw with Shedeur Sanders. There was nothing impressive we saw with Dylan Gabriel. What's the reaction like? And can they continue to tell us that what matters away from the field matters more than what happens on the field? Because that, I think, is going to be the biggest crime.
Yeah, listen, I think what happens is nothing changes with the depth chart, and I think everyone's accepted that, but I think that it just allows us as fans, and you and me specifically, as like Shedeur...
It's just another arrow in our quiver,
yeah,
so to speak?
Yeah, we just get to sort of sit there and be like, what is the, we just get to basically sit there and rip the organization more and be like, what are they waiting for? What's going on?
Well, ultimately, what it does is it fractures the idea that we think that they have a clue.
Yes, that's very true. I do think, though, like the point of watching that second half or watching how these two quarterbacks do is going to be that, like, you have this war online of, well, the Browns are doing one thing, but we think another thing should be happening, and it's just more fodder for people to be like, we think Shador's better, and we've seen evidence of him being better, so why is this happening? And just continuing to pile on Dylan Gabriel and boost up Shedeur Sanders, and then you'll have your few people here or there that are like, well, Shedeur did it against the threes, because he's probably going to be third in the order, as we know, and Dylan did it against the twos. That's the other thing that I'm going to find sort of annoying. If the point here is we're trying to evaluate them on the same scale, okay, they each got a preseason game. Shedeur got to go against the first team of the Panthers, and those drives didn't end in touchdowns, but he was okay, and then he sort of figured it out as he kind of got going against the twos for Carolina. Dylan Gabriel went solely against pretty much the twos in Philly, and that's fine. But now it's like the last, if Shedeur had the better debut, Dylan had a fine debut with the two turnovers thrown in, but we all agree that Shador's was better. And so if now it becomes like this, well, there's always like, that's the problem with this entire thing. It's like there's always like a cop out one way or the other. It's always like, well,
I can see you making the cop out in your head right now.
And the organization, because the organization's going to do that. They're going to be like, well, you know, we take everything into account in the preseason and, you know, who they were going against matters.
The problem is
like, that's the stuff they use and like throw back in our faces as fans. Like we're stupid. And they're like, well, Dylan did it against the twos. So yeah, like, of course it was a little harder for him to move the football, but yeah, Shedeur had three touchdowns because he was going against the threes. It's like, okay, so how are we supposed to evaluate these guys? Then we're not in the room and we're not in the quarterback room to see this superhuman computer brain that Dylan Gabriel has that you guys apparently love.
They keep giving us examples and things that we can't see, and that's why they keep doing that. And we don't even know how true it is that Dylan Gabriel has the supercomputer brain. We don't even know. I mean, it's what they tell us. We don't really know that. And we also, you know, when they tell us that Shedeur is so far behind for reasons X, Y, and Z,
what was
it's not anything
score?
I see. The Wonderlic. I don't know. I bet Dylan Gabriel had I bet he had a high Wonderlic score.
Nobody cares about the Wonderlic anymore.
No, I bet he had a high Wonderlic. So, but anyway, so in thinking about what tomorrow means, Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports seems to think that it's more about Dylan Gabriel tomorrow than it is anything.
I think the way that they have set this up, it's really a Dylan Gabriel game. Kenny Pickett not playing in this game, and it's not like Joe Flacco is going to see a ton of snaps in this game. I think ultimately what they're going to do is Flacco will get a series or two, and then at that point they're going to focus a large portion of the game on Dylan Gabriel and say to themselves, is it possible this guy can be our backup quarterback? Because if so, now we can figure out what we want to do with Kenny Pickett. They preserve Kenny Pickett from injury by not playing him in this game, which means Kenny Pickett won't play in the preseason. And again, I think that's to preserve for injury, give them options on the table, and then also get an extended look at Dylan Gabriel and say, is he capable enough? If he looks capable enough, I think there is a chance that you could see Dylan Gabriel ending up being the number two quarterback on this roster. They figure out what they ultimately want to do with Kenny Pickett. And then again, with Shedeur as well. Shedeur will play. I would not be surprised, though, if it ends up being a quarter.
All right, so that I do find really interesting, and I think he's dead on. I think the idea that if Dylan Gabriel looks really, really good tomorrow and plays really well, it's 100% on the table that then Kenny Pickett's bags are packed for him. Like, all right, we don't need to see Kenny Pickett. We believe that Dylan Gabriel can be the backup quarterback, and we believe that even if Joe Flacco gets injured early on, we have enough trust and faith that Dylan Gabriel can run the offense. Conversely, if Dylan Gabriel absolutely stinks up the joint tomorrow, then yes, There is reason to believe that they would just keep Kenny Pickett on as a break glass in case of emergency if Joe Flacco does get injured or isn't able to really be functional, which I would doubt.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Like, I kind of wanted Kenny Pickett to be okay this week, because then I think this game would have been more about Kenny Pickett than it is Dylan Gabriel. Because it would have been the first time we would have seen Kenny Pickett in the preseason, even though we generally know what Kenny Pickett is. Mm-hmm. But again, organization continues to point to things that we can't necessarily see or don't get to see.
Yeah.
And they love Kenny Pickett for whatever reason. So this would have been their chance to be like, okay, let's put Kenny out there and see what he can do and prove to everybody like why we think he's our number two quarterback. But yeah, without him out there, I do think it becomes about Dylan Gabriel. And frankly, I think this entire preseason has kind of been about Dylan Gabriel. Like, I know Shador is the star of it all, and he's the most polarizing player. We were just having a debate in the media room the other day about how Shador Sanders is probably the most famous person on this Browns team, even more so than like Myles Garrett. Somebody threw out Joe Flacco, and I was like, Joe Flacco is not as nearly as famous. because he's
Shador's got 3 million Instagram followers. I mean, like, what are we talking
there's
about?
There's no chance that anybody's more famous than
not
him.
Not that that's like the measurement that we should use, but I kind of do use that in many ways.
I think it is kind of our barometer to sort of measure those things.
I mean, what's wrong with it, right? Like, if it's a Q score, Myles Garrett's got 1.2 million Instagram followers, and I said Shador's got 3 million.
Yeah, there's your answer.
If we just use Instagram alone,
yeah.
I mean,
people would know Shador Sanders if he showed up just in public than they would if they saw Joe Flacco.
I always look at it like if they're both on two sides of the mall, which mall would then get the most packed the quickest?
Oh yeah, 100%. I like that analogy. But anyway, he's clearly like the star of all of this. So in many ways, like, this entire thing is about Shador Sanders. But I think it actually, because of the star that he is, it became more about Dylan Gabriel, because he was kind of living in Shador's shadow this entire time. And he's the one who has to kind of continue to prove, like, hey, I'm still here. And most steps of the way, he hasn't done that. Most steps of the way, Shador has been the better player than him. So I think tomorrow is another opportunity for him to go out and be like, all right, here's why I still belong in this competition that the Browns have just blanket put me in and said, I'm the guy, and sort of crown me before I even sort of proved it. And if Shador plays great and Dylan just plays okay again, again, we're all going to be sitting here like, it was just okay. Like, we're all going to be looking at Dylan Gabriel, not Shador Sanders. We're going to be like, why is this guy still ahead of him? And I think that's what the preseason's been about just in general.
216-474-0092. Is tomorrow's game all about Dylan Gabriel? For myself, it obviously isn't. It's way more about Shador Sanders. It's even about just seeing Joe Flacco. Even with the acknowledgement that if Joe stinks up the joint, I'm going to be like, well, he didn't need this practice anyway. He'll be fine. And if he's awesome, I'll be like, okay, great. Let's get ready to go.
1-0 against the Bengals.
But from an actual standpoint with this Browns team, I get the case that Charles is making, like the impact of what could change relative to Tuesday when you have to get down to the 53-man roster. And I don't know, maybe a lot of this is just debunked by the fact that we spent so much time today, including with Daryl earlier today, talking about if this means Shador could potentially be traded if he just balls out and looks awesome. But there's a lot on the line for Dylan Gabriel and whether or not he can actually get out there.
I also just, like, I am open to the idea that they trade Kenny Pickett. I've been open to that idea from the beginning of training camp, since they signed him and drafted two rookies.
We just need to see him play at this point.
Yeah. But I just, like, as we sit here and talk about the Browns potentially trading Shador Sanders and maximizing the fact that, like, well, we drafted him in the fifth, and someone's offering us a third, like, that's a win in our book. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how they reconcile moving on from Kenny Pickett unless they're getting like at least the draft compensation that they traded for him. That's the thing that's a big question to me, is like, would they really trade Kenny, or would they really just cut Kenny Pickett next week because they have to cut the roster down to 53 players and they don't want to keep four quarterbacks if they're not going to get anything back in return after they traded DTR and a fifth round pick for him? I think they probably want to try to trade him for some sort of draft compensation back in return, and I just don't know that there's a market for him out there.
Yeah, you see, the hard part about that conversation, though, is that you're either trading him if there's a fifth-round pick or someone like that can get back in return, but the alternative is you keep him on the roster in case Joe Flacco gets injured or whatever, and then you end up playing him. And playing him and not playing him, the difference there is so large for these rookie quarterbacks. And I look at everything through a Shador lens, I'll admit that. But the difference there between playing him and not playing him is, in many ways, the difference between Shador even seeing the field this year or seeing enough games to be able to...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Judge them. We get that a little lost in this whole entire discussion, and I think it's so fascinating for a million different reasons. But if I'm Shador, I hate the idea that the likelihood of me seeing the field might be dependent on how Dylan Gabriel himself looks tomorrow.
And it's not because I'm jumping him.
I'm all of a sudden going to become the backup, but it's how the line moves to be able to have enough people.
Well, how many quarterbacks you potentially keep.
Yeah, like, and this is just not even putting Deshaun Watson even in the equation, dare I say his name.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like and this is why the plan makes no sense. Like, here's the thing. If they had only drafted Dylan Gabriel...
Is that the end result? The plan just made no sense?
Yeah, and it took us into a million different equations? And I think that's sort of been verified, right?
What are the Browns rooting for tomorrow, Spencer? Are they rooting for Dylan to be awesome so they can get rid of Kenny Pickett?
I think they want Dylan Gabriel to be awesome.
Because if he's awesome and then they do what Charles says and they cut Kenny Pickett and then we're down to three quarterbacks, there is a scenario that exists where Dylan Gabriel wasn't ready. Dylan Gabriel then does stink and then you have to go to Shador and then you're hoping beyond hope that Shador is the one that's awesome. There's also the scenario out there that if Shador is awesome and Dylan Gabriel stinks, then they've really put themselves in a bind as well.
Well, and that's why we've heard a lot of the reporting on, like, they didn't plan on drafting Shador going into that day, and then they talked about it the day of day three, and they finally pulled the trigger because the value was just too good. Like, I agree, they probably didn't plan on drafting two quarterbacks, but, like, once you did that, I think you needed to alter the plan here. And they haven't. Like, the plan has just stayed the same. It's been, we traded for Kenny Pickett. He was the first guy we got. And then we added Joe Flacco because we couldn't get Kirk Cousins. And so, if the plan just stays the same, like, if you had just one rookie quarterback, it'd be like, okay, we can wait to see him. It's fine. It's Dylan Gabriel, who's a third-round pick. Maybe he's your long-term backup or something like that. But you have two, and that's the problem. If by drafting two, you're flat-out telling us, we know we don't have a franchise quarterback in this group. Joe Flacco's not going to be here next year. Right. Kenny Pickett's not going to be here next year. You can't possibly go into this year and play both those guys and then be like, there's like six games left. Let's see what we got in these rookies. It makes no sense.
216-474-0092 is tomorrow's game, all about Dylan Gabriel. We'll also get into whether or not Stefanski and Barry are on the same page as well. If you're hanging, hang tight. We'll get to you on the other side. It's Jonathan Pito and Spencer German Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan. And I find this to be so interesting. We'll get to your Dylan Gabriel calls and what you expect out of these starters in just a second. Again, if you're hanging, hang tight. 216-474-0092. Jake, though, tell me about what's happening. Our phone lines all day long, and we've had a lot of people that have lit up the phone lines and gotten in, especially earlier in the show when we were discussing whether or not this is the game that if Shador balls out, will in fact have the Browns trading Shador. I said it would basically melt the city down. Odyssey Rewind, check it out. It's all there. But Jake, somebody's lighting up our phones three at a time, and then you're answering, and then you're constantly hanging up on them. What is going on?
Yeah, I feel like I had to come in there during the break and kind of disclose that, guys, I promise I'm doing my job. I'm screening the calls, but we have this one guy. It comes up every single time. I know who it is because of his caller ID. And it's this guy who's like the biggest Kenny Pickett fan in the world. For whatever reason, he thinks there's a conspiracy theory against him here in Cleveland that we're colluding and all this stuff is going on. He thinks he would lead us to the Super Bowl, and if we're not going to use him, we should cut or trade him.
We're sure it's a man and not Kenny Pickett's aunt, right? We're sure it's a man. It's a guy's voice.
It is a guy's voice.
Okay, so she's got
area code Pittsburgh.
I can't confirm nor deny that he might be a family member of Kenny Pickett, though, because
does the last name say Pickett on the call screener?
No, it says Redlands, California on it.
Redlands, California, in Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett's from Philly, so
Mac,
I don't know.
So Mac, you've heard this guy too.
Yeah, I've also screened his calls before.
Does he call every show?
Yes,
several times.
I was filling in on Baskin and Phelps a few weeks ago, and he called in asking.
He's been doing this for weeks.
Yes. He literally asked me, "What's the latest on Kenny Pickett's injury?" I'm like, "I don't know. I haven't heard anything."
He wants like a Kenny Pickett tracker.
Yeah, and he thought that just because we're the flagship home of the Browns, that everybody at the station then knows every single injury that's going on with the team.
To his credit, we would have like a Shador tracker. I mean, we would know. We would know basically everything with Shador.
I just can't wrap my head around like this Kenny Pickett conspiracy theory. Like,
has
he not listened? Like, we talk constantly about how the Browns love Kenny Pickett and that they're actually really disappointed that he's not more involved in this competition because of the injury that happened. Because, like,
is this the guy
they,
right
they
here?
They wanted
is
him to win the job.
No,
like
that
they
was
wanted
not him.
Him to win the job. Oh. I don't understand where this conspiracy. Does he think like the Browns like Nancy Kerrigan'd his leg and they're like, oh no, he's hurt, but he's not really hurt, and that's why. Like, I don't understand why he thinks there's some conspiracy against Kenny Pickett. They wanted him to be the starter.
The thing is, too, I've tried. I've given him a chance. Like, I've heard his whole Kenny Pickett spiel, and then I'll go to say, okay, what's your name and where are you calling from, so I can fill that information out on the screener. And he just goes, what does that matter for? And I got so just enraged that I just hung up the phone immediately, and I refused to answer his call since.
Doesn't he know that if he wants other people to join his Kenny Pickett cult, that he needs to put his take out on the air? Like, you can't just tell, you're not talking Jake's ear off. Is it going to do anything for you? If you want other people to join this wave, you need to get your take on the air.
We put out the bat signal now. I want to hear from this guy. You guys are swerving away from the crazy. I want to swerve into the crazy. I want to hear someone really go to bat.
This isn't it, because this is a 216 number.
I want to hear someone really go to bat for Kenny Pickett, because we have not heard that yet. Has there been anybody that's really gone to bat for Kenny Pickett?
Andrew Filippone, is he still going to bat for him?
I think that ship sailed a long time ago. That was Montana to Rice. That one left the station. So I'm dying to hear. All right. So the only part that bothers me about this is that if he was actually listening, he would hear us talking about it now and he would instantly call in knowing that this is his opportunity. And the fact that he hasn't called in tells me that he's not even listening. And you want to make
he
a
he just calls every show.
He's just calling nonstop.
He called into this Fansky show last night, even though they don't take calls.
He must call into the station at least 30 times a day.
Is he like California's Dick and Dayton? Like, he's just making random calls around the country talking about Kenny Pickett?
One of the wildest things I've ever heard. I love the idea of there being somebody out there that has like a room of fat heads of Kenny Pickett, has like posters on his wall, a shrine, a Pickett shrine. And it's just
he's just watching his fake slide on repeat and over again.
So true story. So growing up, I collected baseball cards. I liked them a lot, right? Yeah. But I've told you before, my mom is the biggest Cubs fan you'll ever meet. She doesn't miss games ever. My whole entire life, it's just kind of been that way. And so growing up, like, we all had our favorite players and it was what it was. My mom became obsessed with this player named Brooks Kieschnick, okay? Yeah. Brooks Kieschnick eventually turned out to kind of do like a Rick Ankiel thing where he both hit and he pitched, which is now called the Shohei Ohtani. But at the time, it wasn't. So at the time, he was just a hitter. And he was like a major prospect in the Cubs organization. And I'm not, I wish I was kidding. Like, she had, it's got a, at the time, must have been like 600 different Brooks Kieschnick cards. Like, all different, too. Like, insane numbers. She had, like, all this game-used memorabilia, all this stuff, right? For this guy just to flame out and stink. Couldn't hit the high fastball.
I just pulled his stats up.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't hit the high fastball. Once he got up to the bigs, they just kind of connected the dots. You threw him anything high that was heat, he just couldn't catch up to it and just didn't know how to do anything to do with it, right?
He had 16 career homers.
Just an awful, awful player.
248 batting average, 46 RBI.
But my mom was like that was her guy in many respects. And she had so many. And I'm thinking about this guy with Kenny Pickett. Like, what happens when you bet on somebody so hard and you go so crazy for them and they just stink? This is the ramifications of that. You end up calling into 92.3 The Fan saying that there's a conspiracy theory against your guy and it's all going to be all right. There's going to be some Shador fans a couple years from now. They're going to call into different stations. If the Browns don't treat him right and they don't give him opportunities, it'll be me. I'll be calling into other radio stations and I'll be like, what's going on here?
I think there's still people who would who have conspiracy theories on like why XYZ list of quarterbacks on that jersey in the window haven't panned out in Cleveland. Like, well, if the Browns had just done this, Johnny Manziel, what if it, even though we know Johnny Manziel just didn't take the job seriously.
You do
whatsoever.
All let it go at some point though, right? Everyone at some point does kind of let it go and you just kind of have to realize, all right, it was a bad bet on
not
a player.
This guy. Not this guy.
Well, not yet. Not yet, apparently. 216-474-0092. Mike and Stowe, what's up, Mike?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Spencer, nice to hear you on a Friday instead of Saturday morning, huh?
Well, I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow be there too. Yeah. You get a double dose of me, I guess, today and tomorrow. Yeah, but I appreciate it.
I will try to catch you in the morning. So, like, if you guys want me, it wasn't my intention. If you want me to roll for Kenny Pickett, I can always.
No, Mike, you don't have to.
Okay.
We did get a couple calls. It's funny that you said that. We did get a couple calls that are people like saying in the subject line wants Pickett to play, and I'm like, you just wanted to get on air. Like this was the easy way to get on air.
Everyone's just going to call down and be like, I'm the guy. I'm the caller.
Well, because you're so far out of the lane that you actually, you know, you think it's, you know, you're not the 100th caller saying this. So do you want to get on that way? Is that the whole idea? Something that different, right?
I don't even know at this point, Mike. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
So, like, what I was going to say is this. I think that, you know, we've talked a lot about the quarterbacks and, you know, about you know, what position they should be in and what are the Browns doing, and it's hard to tell, and they can't seem to do a lot, you know, talk a lot about, you know, what matters behind the scenes, very important. I know it rattles a lot of people. It hasn't rattled me a bit, and I'll tell you why. I don't think it matters as much as, like, a lot of people want it to because I've said I'll stick to it. I don't think it matters how many games they win this year. I know, Jonathan, you think that Kevin can get fired if he repeats last year. I want to tell you, Hamburger, that he can win only three games and still keep his job this year because I really do think the way I listen to him, he sounds calmer and it just sounds a lot more. He doesn't sound like a guy who's up against it. He really doesn't. He sounds a lot more comfortable in his role for a team that just lost that many games. I really think it's a season evaluation. I think that's why it's hard to put a finger on what their plan is, guys, and it does stink because in a traditional season, we'd be fighting it out and making sense of it and put the proper order, and it would matter. But in the end, we just want both these guys to be good when it comes down to it, the two kids, that is, and not Kenny Pickett. Sorry, Redlands, California. They won't do not the same. But, you know, we want them both to be good. You know, I hear a lot of, I wish this guy's better. I want them both to be good because then we have more assets. I want one of them to be excellent. You know what I mean? And because then next year we can do a lot more with our draft pick. But I do think that's still our goal is to we can't get over the hump even if one of these guys is probably the next guy. I still don't think we have enough in this division and in this conference.
Well, that's why I think Stefanski's more resigned, and I appreciate the call, Mike, as always. That's why, and I've commented on this before. I've interviewed him now back-to-back seasons in training camp. 2 years ago, I thought he was very it was different. I don't want to say stress. That's not the word I'm going for, but it was different. And then this last year, when we just interviewed him in training camp a month ago, he was very relaxed. He did have a very it was a different demeanor. It's a very different demeanor to himself. And I don't want to say that it was the demeanor of someone that was resigned to just having a not great season, but you could tell he wasn't stressing out over things. 2 years ago, he was. I remember asking him off the air 2 years ago about like what he's watching, like TV wise, et cetera. And he made a joke about like, well, do you have any recommendations? And you could tell that he hadn't really given any thought to anything outside of Browns football in a while. And this year, like we joked about watching Happy Gilmore 2. And like, you know what I mean? Like, it was different, and I'm sure you sense that same stuff as well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think both these guys are like Mike said. If they only win three games, he could get fired. Theoretically, I think it's about like how he gets there. Like, if the team quits on him and they only win three games, then I think that's kind of a recipe.
You're swerving into Nick's competitive three win territory.
Well, it's not even that. It's
no
just,
such thing as a competitive three win team.
Like,
to me.
I think they're giving him the leash to get through this. I think. Jimmy Haslam's made that very clear.
Yeah, I think Haslam changes his mind a lot, though.
That's true.
Like, if you're banking on Haslam being the sane, reasonable one in this equation, I'm going to take the opposite. I
think he's more reasonable now than he used to be.
I think it's impossible to win six games over two seasons combined and keep your job in the NFL these days. Even if you think this year was a mulligan and you're trying to make things right, I think it's impossible.
Would they scapegoat one over the other, like Barry versus Stefanski, though?
Well, yeah, that might be on the table. And we can talk about that coming up next. I also want to talk about Eric Dickerson as well. The NFL told teams not to draft Shedeur Sanders, according to him. Are you buying that? And does this bother you? 216-474-0092. Jonathan Pino and Spencer German with you guys right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.